This is a question about Chaturmasya, the Vaishnava Raja Sabha. Tamasic Sabha, I mean the Vaishnava Raja Sabha, they're answering a question. Well, this Chaturmasya, the demigods go to sleep, then what is this sleeping? Are they snoozing and cruising, or what are they doing? First of all, you have to understand that time is relative. Time and space and speed are all relative conceptions. The bigger the mass, and the slower the time. Einstein discussed these things, theory of relativity. And there's so many stories in Puranas and Bhagavatam, and also the story of Jagannath. King Indrajumna went to invite Brahma for the installation, and by the time he got a reply from Brahma and came back, was already millions of years had already passed. And Indrajumna was up there just sitting with Brahma waiting for the dance to end. And meanwhile, his temple he built came and gone, was washed away by the tides. Another king came there, another king made a temple, and he installed the deities, he was doing puja, his wife and children, everyone's long gone, it was millions of years later. And he came back with Brahma, and Brahma said, hey, what's this? There's a new king here, a new temple, King Gandhamadana. You know, the story is there. There's many stories like that, so different places, different speeds. So, in our time, 4 months of our time is 8 hours of the demigod's time. So they're sleeping, we call it 4 months, but they're sleeping 8 hours, same as you do. You sleep 8 hours a day also. And then nobody thinks, oh, you're really sleeping a lot. Right? So they're just sleeping for a few moments, for a few hours. But 4 months goes by. And then it's an arrangement for human beings to do some tapasya and get purified. And this is a concession given by the Lord. So it's explained that when they're not really even sleeping. They're just not on official duty. Their official duty is, generally, demigods have to attend so many pujas and yagyas all over the universe, wherever pious people are living and engaging in homas and yagyas and rajasuyas and all these things. Then Shiva goes, Rama goes, Vishnu even goes. So they're busy with all these official functions. Like the president of India, he has to open this school and that school and this girls' college and cut these ribbons and open these roads. You must be knowing. They have many official functions they have to do. But when it's vacation, then no one can call him, no one can bother him. It doesn't mean he's sleeping his whole vacation. He's just doing other activities with his intimate confidance. So the same thing, that they don't come for any vivaha yagyas because there's nothing done in this. And during this 4 months, there's no marriages, no pravesas, no starting of Sanskrit study, no building, construction, nothing. No auspicious things are done, according to Shastra. If you don't follow Shastra, then you can do any whimsical thing. And then you get no perfection, no happiness, and no supreme destination. It's told in Bhagavad Gita, Yashastra vidim utrija vartate kamakarata nasasana vapnoti naparam nasukam naparam gatim. Krishna is telling, if you Yashastra vidim utrija, if you throw away the Shastra, vartate kamakarata, then you act according to your kam, which means your whimsy. Do whatever you want. Oh, we don't care about Chaturmasi, we're Punjabis. We get married whenever we feel like it. July, August, September, it doesn't matter. We're Punjabis, we don't follow this Hindu stuff. We have our Punjabi Dharma coming down from our minds, our great mental rishis. We do whatever we feel like. If it feels good, do it. Look, I fell in love with this girl, I want to get married. Forget about the Shastra. So they get married any old time. So this is all demoniac life. So then Krishna is saying, okay, fine, do your thing. But you know what? You won't get any perfection, you won't get any happiness or attain the supreme destination. He's warning. He's okay, act whimsically, do your thing, act according to your lust. But mark my words, nasukam na paramgatim, nasasinam vapnati. You get no siddhi, no perfection in life or in your activities or your action, and you get no happiness even. What to speak of paramgatim? You won't get any liberation or promotion spiritually. So the Shastras are guiding us. So it says that the demigods, like Brahma for example, he's not coming to any of these functions because they're not to be held. So what he does, he meets with the Manasaputra, the seven great sages, Vashishta and Bhrigu and all these different sons of his. They all meet with him and they engage in Harikata, Rahasya Kata. They have satsang. Brahma's a guru, everyone knows, he's Adi Guru, Adi Kaviye. So Brahma sits with his disciples and his sons, and he discusses Harikatha. Just like someone maybe a pandit, he may be a guru and he has some disciples, but he may also be a yogi, a pandit. So he has to go to marriages and this and that, and he does that maybe to make his money and get his dan. But what he really relishes when he sits with his students and just discusses Harikatha. It's not work, it's play for him, it's recreation. And all his other functions are closed. He's not going outside the house. So Brahma doesn't go anywhere. He stays in Brahmaloka, and it's called Yoga Nidra. Because he connects. He's asleep. Nidra means he's asleep to his ordinary functions. Like if someone's on vacation, you can say, oh, he's asleep. He's sleeping from his business. You can say that, right? He doesn't go to work. He's in Hawaii on vacation. His factory's in Delhi for 1 month. So he's sleeping. Factory's going on, so the universe is going on, things are going on, but they're not taking active part. You follow what I'm saying? So he meets with his sages, and he doesn't just sleep and snore and, you know, pass gas all night. It's not like you. Or us, or whatever. So he's engaged. He's a devotee. So devotees don't like to waste time. And up there, they don't sleep. So it's called, that's why it's called yoga. Ours is called Nidra. Pure, unadulterated Nidra. Shud Nidra. There's nothing yoga about it. It's near yoga. Near yoga Nidra. NYN. Near yoga Nidra. It's Kevala Nidra. Shud Nidra. Shud Nidra Bhakti. Pure devotion to ignorance. We sleep like a log, like a bear, they have all these phrases. A log, a bear, and other ecstatic living entities. Bear is very ecstatic, log is very ecstatic. There's no yoga about it. So that's what they're doing, yoga nidra. So Brahma, he's a Brahmin, so he likes more of these talks like this. That's why I said Vishnu was be the first one to go to sleep. Because when his yoga nidra, he doesn't have all this philosophy and all this harikatha, because he's Hari. So what's he going to talk about himself? So he has better things to do than talk about himself, so he goes with Lakshmi, and he has, you know, that's why I'm saying he's the first one to go to sleep. Because Nidra Devi is an expansion of Rama Devi. Rama Devi is actually the original Nidra Devi. So then because Vishnu has to do so many functions also. He goes to so many yagyas and he attends all these functions. He came down from different yagyas here, even on the Earth's planet. Great kings, Vishnu would come. Lakshmi would come to attend the yagya. And so they don't go. There's no bookings now. For 4 months, you see in her diary, there's nothing booked. There's no engagements, there's no weddings, no high school graduations. They don't have to go to their cousin's marriage or anything. It's just all bond. So then what do they do for 4 months, which is 8 hours? Lakshmi and Narayan, they go into their private quarters. And no one can see them. Jaya Vijaya, they don't give any darshan to the people in Vaikuntha. They don't go in all these functions. It's like the royal business, the official business is closed. It's a very easy, clear thing. And then they engage in conjugal bliss, conjugal union or whatever. This is the yoga nidra of Vishnu, Ramadevi and Narayan, Lakshmi and Narayan. Lakshmi's not busy showering coins on anybody's head or dropping coins, gold coins. She stops dropping coins from the sky. Doesn't drop any more gold coins from the sky like you see in all the posters. And she has more important things to do for this time. So for them, it's a great break. It's a vacation for them. And for us, it's a 4 months austerity. They're so happy because they don't have to deal with us. It's like a mother sending her kids to grandma's house. When you send your kids to grandma's house for 3 days, the mother gets a break, right? So the demigods are so pleased, they don't have to deal, oh my God, I get a break from these human beings. And the human beings feel so bad, oh boy, they must be angry with us, we better do some austerity to get their good favor again. So it's like this. This is a little bit about Chaturmasya.